Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we'll be talking about the general and primary elections with Republican Robert Eitoven and Democrat Chris Wicker. And our pundit panel will have Sean Carey, Dory Guy, and Dick Gamick. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Cowboy cinched up his grip and nodded his head.
What happened next, Popsy?
He rode and swayed, but stayed on his horse.
The Reno Rodeo, it's a family affair, June 19th through the 28th. Get your tickets today, renorodeo.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Hi, here we are at Nevada Newsmakers. Of course, our guest today is Robert Eitoven, principal of J3 Strategies. He's a Republican, and he's also a consultant on the Adam Laxalt Attorney General campaign. And then we also have Chris Wicker, a spokesman of the Washoe County Democrats, a former chairman of the county party. I wanted to start off with the general election. We'll get into the primary picks later, but you know, this attorney general's race is going to be huge. I see that and the lieutenant governor's race is perhaps the top races in the general election. And Robert, you are a consultant for the Laxalt thing, the Laxalt campaign, and I wanted to ask you, Chris, you know, Adam Laxalt just came to the state in 2010, 2011. Does he have the chops to be the state's top attorney? And would he even be in this position if his last name was not Laxalt?
Well, I think he's very young and has very limited experience. I mean, his main experience, I think, has been with the Judge Advocate Corps, and which is, you know, deals with a lot of different issues than you would in the civilian life. And also, he's vying to be the head of the biggest law firm in the state of Nevada. So he's awfully young for that, and I think most pundits would agree that he would not have a prayer unless he had the last name Laxalt, which is, the race is full of irony, since Ross Miller is the son of a former Nevada governor, and Adam Laxalt is the grandson of a former Nevada governor. So, you know, it has some political families. I think the Miller political family is a lot more current than the Laxalt family. The race is interesting because it doesn't look to me like any of the Laxalt family are going to be supporting Adam Laxalt. And so that is a difference between Ross's road to the Attorney General than Mr. Laxalt's.
Okay, now, Robert.
That's not true. I mean, there are plenty of Laxalt's across Nevada, and many of them are supporting Adam. Nina Laxalt is supporting Ross Miller. She is a lobbyist, and Ross Miller does have the support of many lobbyists. He's a sitting Secretary of State. As Chris mentioned, his father is the most recently been in elected office of both the families. I would say that Adam Laxalt has more legal experience than Ross Miller does. When you look at their entire resume and what they've been doing, as Secretary of State, you're not a practicing attorney. You're certainly not in a courtroom practicing law and trying cases. Adam Laxalt
has...
they do
have legal issues to deal with, Robert.
Which they give to the Attorney General. Ross Miller doesn't do prosecutions as a Secretary of State. He kicks those over. Every Secretary of State, going back, has a Deputy Attorney General who is the lawyer for the Secretary of State's office, and those lawyers handle the prosecutions, if any, out of the Secretary of State's office. So they're both young. Chris and I are older than both of them, both the candidates. But, I think, you know, if this campaign comes down to experience as a lawyer, I think Adam will be very excited to have that debate.
Okay, let me ask you one other thing about this. Now, on June 18th, Ross Miller is going to have a major fundraiser in Reno. It's going to be sponsored by Dema Gwynn and Dale Raggio. Of course, those two ladies are widows of, former Republican Governor Kenny Gwynn, and of course Dale Raggio is the widow of former Senate Majority Leader in the legislature, Bill Raggio. It seems with this, Miller is doing, he's taking away the old Reno established Republican flank from Adam Laxalt. I wanted to ask you about this.
That's if you believe that everybody falls in line with, Dale Raggio and Dema Gwynn. I understand the statement that Ross is trying to make, that he has Republican support, and that's all fine and good, but, as somebody who attends many of those events, it's a lot of the same faces. They're all the same faces that have been going to Ross Miller fundraising events since last summer when he got into this race. Adam just got into this race this year. And so, yes, we'll concede that Ross Miller has the lobbyist support in the state of Nevada for this race. We're several months off from when we decide where the voters are in this race. But the fact that he has Dema Gwynn and Dale Raggio, I don't think that brings new interest, new people, or new money to the campaign.
I think what that reflects is that Adam Laxalt is quite more conservative than people are going to find out how I think extreme conservative Mr. Laxalt is. He's got some really anti-gay writings in his background that'll be held in the general election. So I think what the Gwynn and Raggio situation reflects is that Mr. Raggio and Mr. Gwynn were on the more moderate side of the Republican Party, and I think that Adam Laxalt, is just too conservative for them.
Okay, that's where we're going to end it for this segment.
Sure.
When we come back the next time, I want to ask you about predictions and picks on this primary election. We'll be right back with Robert Eitoven and Chris Wicker after we pay a few bills with a few ads.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
The cowboy cinched up his grip and nodded his head.
What happened next, Popsy?
He rode and swayed but stayed on his horse.
Wow.
Reno Rodeo, it's a family affair, June 19th through the 28th. Get your tickets today, RenoRodeo.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Post captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guests, of course, today are Robert Eitoven, Principal J3 Strategies, a Republican, and Chris Wicker, a spokesman for the Washoe Democratic Party. Okay, let's get into some predictions now. And, of course, the big race in this primary season is a lieutenant governor's race on the GOP side. Mark Hutchison, Sue Loudon, who do you take as a winner?
I think Mark Hutchison wins that one. Just by the extent of mail I receive, I'm an inveterate Republican voter, so I'm a key demographic of who you want to reach out to and get turned out to the polls. Probably every other day I get a mail piece from Mark Hutchison. We see his ads, we hear his radio spots, and I think above all of that, what has led him to be the front runner in this race is a very popular Republican governor in Brian Sandoval, endorsing him early, getting him into the race, helping him raise the money that it takes to get on TV and radio and send out mail pieces. Sue has a chance in that the voter turnout could be very low, and maybe there's some people who are turned off by Mark Hutchison's voting record. We'll see, but I think he wins this one, maybe by 10 points.
Okay, Chris, I know you're not voting in this primary, but what do you see?
Well, I think the key thing is that on the one hand, you have Sue Loudon endorsed by the Nevada Republican Party, and you have Mark Hutchison endorsed by the popular Nevada governor. So that leads to just a very entertaining race from the Democratic point of view, and I think both of them, whoever comes out of it very bruised from the really kind of the nasty campaign that's been conducted. I think Sue Loudon does have a chance because she has the backing of the Nevada Republican Party, which isn't particularly strong. But I think the reason she has the backing of the Nevada Republican Party is because they have those base voters who are driving the Nevada Republican Party, and those are the ones that tend to come out in a primary election. And that could work to Sue Loudon's advantage. I'm not privy to the intensity of mailings that Robert talked about, but
you're not getting those Mark Hutchison mails?
No. They'd be wasting money,
right?
No, I would be interested to see it. But I think that Sue Loudon has more of a chance than maybe Robert thinks.
Okay, I got to ask you this, Robert. Now, you were Sue's campaign manager in 2010 when she unsuccessfully ran for U.S. Senate. She has about $600,000 worth of debts in that. Did you get paid? She told me you were going to be the last guy she paid.
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I just got to ask you this. Okay, let's get on. I want to ask you, because you're an attorney, what do you think about Judge Flanagan's ruling that forced Gary Schmidt, the state Senate candidate, to take down a TV ad about his opponent, Ben Kiekhefer, because he said Ben Kiekhefer endorsed and supported Harry Reid in 2010. And, of course, that's a death knell for any Republican to say they're supporting Reid.
I would say this. I'm glad to see that a judge had the backbone to actually require a demonstrably false ad to be taken down. And I don't think that Gary Schmidt argued too vociferously about it, but it's a hard thing to do when you're talking about the First Amendment. And I was glad to see that something as demonstrably false as that a judge had the backbone to say, take it off.
Okay. Rarely you see an ad taken down. People complain about ads all the time. They ask for them to be taken down. Very rarely does it happen. And in this case, I agree with the judge's ruling on it.
Okay, now getting back to the lieutenant governor's race, the big thing here is that people are thinking, well, maybe Sandoval will run against Harry Reid for U.S. Senate in 2016, and whoever is lieutenant governor will automatically advance to be the governor. Sandoval would win that. But would you think that Governor Sandoval would be less likely to run for U.S. Senate if Sue Loudon wins this?
No. I think if Sue Loudon wins this primary, the governor almost immediately will embrace, you know, within 24 hours, will embrace her candidacy and put his support behind Sue.
Okay.
I really don't think Governor Sandoval is going to run for the Senate. And I think he's got a great job as a popular governor of the state, and he has lots of things to do. And I think he's even said that he doesn't want to run for the Senate. So I think it drives a lot of interest in the lieutenant governor's race that has never existed before. But I really don't think governor's going to run for the Senate.
Okay, Robert, could Sue Loudon or Mark Hutchison beat Lucy Flores, the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor? Or who has a better chance?
Yes, they can. And Chris is probably pretty elated by all of these primaries because it does put the Republican nominees coming out of a lot of these races in a very difficult spot. Lucy Flores will be a tough opponent for whoever wins that, whoever becomes a Republican nominee. But I think being the midterm of a second term of Obama, and we see his numbers upside down in the state, we don't see a viable, there is no U.S. Senate race going on, so there's not millions of dollars coming in that way. Margins tax isn't going to be driving people out to the polls. It should be a Republican cycle. Democrats do have a significant voter registration advantage. The Republicans do, I would say, would have the edge in that race, but barely, and barely because of the very tough primary they've gone through. But I think whoever comes out of the lieutenant governor primary still is a little bit of a favorite against Lucy.
Okay,
it's all about getting voters to the polls, and I think we do have a problem because we don't have a viable Democratic candidate for governor. There's not a good Senate race with Senator Reid driving the turnout. And so I think that race will come down to who can get the voters to the polls. We have a great voter registration advantage, but it doesn't do the Democrats any good if the people don't go out and vote.
Well, that's when you got to crank up the Reid machine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we have time for. We'll be right back after this with our pundit panel starring D.A. Dick Gamick.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Join the SPCA of Northern Nevada, Alice 96.5 and 106.9 More FM on June 14th for the inaugural Paws on the Plaza event. For a day of pets, parades, and fun, check out the live music, get advice from animal experts, adopt a forever friend, and discover local treasures in our vendor village. Think you have the cutest dog? What about the ugliest? Sign up at pawsontheplaza.org to participate in our dog contests and register to be in the parade.
After 65 million years, dinosaurs come alive. Experience over 40 life-size moving dinosaurs, including the menacing T-Rex, at the Reno Event Center. Touch, learn, even ride the dinosaurs. Many activities for kids of all ages. The Dino Dig, Gym and Fossil Panning, the Dino Den, including unlimited dino rides, inflatables, and mini golf. Discover the dinosaurs live in Reno. This weekend only at the Reno Event Center. DiscoverTheDinosaurs.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to our pundit panel. Today's guests include, number one, Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney. Welcome to you, Dick. Sean Carey, political commentator. And last but not least, Dory Guy, former Washoe County Democratic Chair.
Thank you.
Now, Dick, I wanted to start with you because I don't get a chance to host the show a lot, but I wanted to tell you congratulations and good luck on a great career as the Washoe County District Attorney. You'll be retiring, is it in January?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you won't be around for the next 2016 election, at least as the DA. And I wanted to ask you about something because as it is going now, the proponents of legalized recreational marijuana are trying to get a petition going so they can get the issue of recreational marijuana on the 2016 ballot. And you've been against this for many, many years, but when I did a series of stories about it, you were a major player in this, and you said maybe it might go this time. What do you think about the chances of recreational marijuana being passed by our citizens in 2016?
Well, unfortunately, it's this. Everybody's looking at the green now. Go watch what's going on in Colorado. It's unbelievable what all this is causing. And it's not just the media plays it down all the time. The sheriff's department sent some people back there to see just what kind of enforcement issues they'd be looking at if this happens. And they are having major armed robberies out there. They're having shootings. They're having a lot of issues criminal-wise. They're having issues with the fact that people are getting the marijuana and then taking it home, and the kids are getting hold of it, and they're taking it to school and selling it. They're having issues with this hash oil. They're having issues with the stuff being put in candy, being put in. Last thing I saw is they're putting hash oil in cotton candy now. Kids are getting hold of it, mm-hmm. and they're having some real medical issues over this. These kids are getting hurt, and people just aren't paying any attention to all the downside. They're looking at the green. And that's why I think it may or may not pass here. Marijuana Policy Project out of Washington, D.C. has targeted this state. They've hit this state now five sessions, I lose track, trying to get it passed here because we are a small state and they think they can just walk in here and run over us. And it's all George Soros is the backer of this thing. He's been the backer of it since the beginning. And here we are. We're at it again.
Okay, you know, when you went like that, I thought you were mimicking Johnny Manziel for a minute. But, Sean, what do you think about the chances of recreational marijuana being legalized by voters in 2016?
I think it's a very high possibility. I certainly do. I think that's one of the ways that, rightly or wrongly, that's one of the ways that this country is going. And I see it, I certainly see it happening here.
Okay, Dory, you got the last word on this.
You know, I've been on the fence with recreational marijuana, and you know, I would love to see the dollar come into the state of Nevada as it has in mm-hmm. Colorado. Based on what Dick said earlier, you know, that really bothers me a lot. You know, if we do, I would hope that a large portion of that money that comes into the state goes to help the police department fight the crimes.
Okay.
Reno Gazette Journal had a front page article, and you need to really read that because it's about an individual that got hold of this hash oil, an adult. And he thought he was going to die. It hit him so hard.
Right.
So it's just there's a lot of repercussions and a lot of negative on this. And I don't want this to be misunderstood as an endorsement for this crap at all from me. I'm just saying that the voters are making some big mistakes, and they may do it this time.
Okay, Dick, I don't think anybody would misunderstand and think that
sure.
you were endorsing recreational marijuana.
One thing that I'm trying to figure out in my own mind is I go to the Netherlands frequently, and, you know, of course, it's legal there, and they have their houses and their bars that are the only places you can smoke it, of course, within your home. But I wonder how it's handled there as far as the crime is concerned. It just seems to be that there isn't that much crime there.
The only thing that I have to say about the Netherlands is if it is so great and all this drug freedom that they have there is so great, why aren't any of the countries around them doing it? Because they've
that's
seen what
point.
Happens.
Good
the medical point. Expenses get absolutely outlandish when you have that kind of freedom on the drugs.
Well, you could say for many, many years that that's what happened with Nevada and gambling. That's why we had gambling and prostitution and nobody else had it because
right.
There was the one place that you went for that. My biggest problem with it is introducing another intoxicant legally into our society.
Exactly.
We're going to be having people that are driving, having people that are out there trying to conduct themselves, and is there a way to legally track it? Is there a way to legally curb it? And is there a way to legally treat it when addiction becomes a problem?
Okay, Dick, now in Nevada, we have a a large black market, illegal trade in marijuana already. How much would that change if it was legalized?
I've been saying, and we'll see what happens, these drug cartels are not going to give up their trade. So we'll see what happens there. In fact, a lot of these robberies and stuff they're having in the dispensaries back in Colorado mm-hmm. are happening from big gangs. Because they're coming. There's millions of dollars floating around back there because the banks have been told to stay out of it.
But they just
because of FDIC.
What was that?
I was going to say that Colorado just allowed a bank to come into the marijuana and establish a banking
process. But it's
process.
It's not FDIC, and it's not recognized by the federal government because it is still against federal law.
Okay, Sean, you got the last word.
And that's the other point, is people think that there's going to be a ton of tax revenue, but I don't see these people that are operating illegally right now. They're going to automatically say, it's legal now, so I'm going to go get a business license and open up shop legally. I just don't see it changing all that much.
Okay, we got to stop it right here. Thanks for everybody. We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few words.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
You don't need superpowers to help someone. Sometimes all it takes is a warm heart and a cold nose. That's why Mattress Discounter's Good Deed Dogs is raising money to train service dogs for people with disabilities.
I would never imagine a life without an assistance dog ever again. I relied on people a lot. He helps me live a more independent life.
But this drive is ending soon. Give at mattressdiscountersdogs.com or any Mattress Discounters. Mattress Discounter's Good Deed Dogs. Helping dogs help people.
At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we fight for the legal rights of our clients here in Nevada. We are also proud to partner with News 4 in recognizing the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Nevada's servicemen and women stand in harm's way to fight for our freedom and the way of life we all enjoy as Americans, some giving the ultimate sacrifice to defend our great nation. At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we are Nevada proud, and we salute America's Armed Forces and the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Thanks for watching. On our next broadcast, we'll be wrapping up the primary election in Nevada with Fred Locken, Eric Herzig, Sheila Leslie, and Randy Thompson. That's coming up next on our next broadcast of Nevada Newsmakers.